I think it's very interesting about just best practices in general, because it's kind of hard to generalize best practices. I feel that way just because I think everybody runs their business just a little bit different. And so I think it's just asking a lot of questions and then finding those aha moments of, whoa, let's not do that manually every day, and helping them solve that.
Customer Satisfaction Project.
A place where we explore how business leaders are pushing the boundaries,
providing exceptional customer service,
growing high-performing support teams, and having a blast along the way.
Together with SimpleSat co-founder and CEO, Corey Brown.
Join with our head of marketing,
Nash Maiwala. Let's get right to it. Before we continue, let's take a quick break with a word from our sponsor. You know what they say about what gets measured gets managed, right? But are you actually getting the right information to measure? Are you getting to the pulse of your customer satisfaction with your service? Are you finding it hard to get your customers to tell you what they really feel about your company? Enter SimpleSat, the customer feedback system that works. Delight your customers into leaving you inaccurate feedback, catch them at the right place and at the right time, and get an accurate feedback loop. Measure, manage, then elevate your customer's experience so they're never not satisfied. To learn more, check out simplesat.io to get your free 14-day trial. Again, that's simplesat.io. Hi, thank you so much for being with us today. And together with me is Corey Brown, the founder of SimpleSat. And here with us is Crystal from Synchro. Before we get started, Crystal, tell us more about your role in Synchro and tell us more about what Synchro does.
Yes, awesome. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I am Crystal Hinkle. I am the sales manager at Synchro MSP. I have kind of an interesting journey. I started with the company almost 4 years ago. I was the first ever salesperson hired for Synchro. So it's very exciting to have been with a company from launch of a product. So it's been a fun and interesting and crazy ride. Loved every step of the way. For those of you that don't know what Synchro is, we are a combined RMM and PSA platform. So remote monitoring and management plus professional services. So it's all in one combined platform built together from the ground up. And we really specialize in managed service providers. And we try to make your life as easy as possible and make you more money.
Tell me more about what magic do you do in Synchro? I'm very curious because like you've been with Synchro that long. So like the evolution of your role, I'm sure was like incredible. It was like quite an adventurous journey, I can imagine.
It really has been. A little bit more just a kind of a history of the company, because I think that my journey kind of goes with the evolution of the company. So when I first started, there was Repair Tech and Repair Shopper that merged together. Repair Shopper has been around since like 2011, and they were doing professional services. And then Repair Tech was doing kind of a lightweight RMM. They merged together. I was hired on right during that merger, which if you're in this space, that happens often, but it happened in such a wonderful way. The people that came together all had the same goal in mind. The communication was amazing. Our company has actually been remote since the beginning. So we didn't have to go through changes during COVID times. We've always been remote. So we've really prioritized communication. And before, you know, when we could travel, we would, you know, try to get together in person as much as possible. But it's all about the people in our company, that same goal in mind of A, building awesome software, which is great, but really enjoying the ride, enjoying the journey, making people happy. And working for a company like that has been absolutely incredible for me. So I don't actually come from a tech background, just like super kind of crazy. So, I mean, before this, I was a personal trainer for 12 years. I ran my own business and 100% pivoted. So this was a learning experience. And I work for people that are 100% committed to the growth of our employees. And so that was right off the bat. They took me in, gave me all the tools I needed to build my skill set. And it really has just been amazing. I love people. And now I've combined that with technology. And we offer a service that's helping others. And that to me is pretty close to home. And so I've gone from being the one and only sales rep for Synchro to helping to grow the team. And it's been fantastic.
I'm curious because you mentioned, Crystal, that you were a personal trainer. So being a personal trainer, you know, like you have to have like a relationship with the people you train, right? And then you became a sales manager, you got into sales and tech. So how did you go about that pivot? Yeah, tell us more about the journey.
Yeah, really good question. So I think you kind of nailed it on the head there that the transition was primarily in the knowledge base part of it. So like the people part of it, you know, people are people and building relationships are kind of one in the same no matter what industry you're in. And I believe that building relationships with people are the key to really anything, building trust, because really people buy people. And so I kept that mindset and that did, you know, start in the personal training journey where you really do have to care about the other person and you want to find what are their struggles and how can you help them and can you solve for that pain point that they're experiencing. And so that was interesting that there really wasn't that it's a shift in industry, but the thought process was very similar. So for me, the main part of that journey was learning the tech and really kind of just being disciplined with that because it's something that wasn't my plan. And I always say that it just kind of, it magically happened. And I kind of hit the ground running and took the opportunity and learned and dove in as much as I possibly could, talk to as many people in the industry as I possibly could, because again, I like learning from other people and their experiences as well. And so that was very helpful.
The soft skills from being a personal trainer to being a sales manager is similar, but what you needed to learn was like kind of like the technical skills, I can imagine, like the technical skills to be able to translate that into this new industry. And so now this points me to my next question is, what does Synchro's philosophy in customer satisfaction? Because this podcast is about the customer satisfaction project, and we want to uncover, actually understand these companies that we want to partner with, we have relationships with. We want to understand, like, how are they attacking or how are they handling or what are the principles behind delivering customer satisfaction?
Yeah, it's an awesome question because it's so big in the industry. And I kind of like to think about our thought process is a little bit disruptive, in my opinion, in the industry, because we aren't all about the profit and we really care about these managed service providers. And so one of those core philosophies that our company has, one of the co-founders, he started building the software because he ran his own break fix shop and needed a ticketing system. And he's like, man, I'm spending all this time doing this stuff that I'm not that good at. I need software to help me. So it came from a place of experience. So everything that we build, if it's from any, it could be small, it could be a large project, but anything that we build when we're constructing a spec for a new feature, for example, it starts at a place of how is this going to help our customers? How is this going to make them happier? Is this going to save them time? And that can be, there's so many different levers you can pull there. So when you think about how can I make someone more money? Does that mean actually more dollars in their pocket? Does it mean it's saving them time? Is making someone happy just the fact that they got to be home for dinner 5 nights in a row? It's that thought process. And what I love about our company is that that really is kind of those check boxes that we're looking to check when we're moving forward with something. And even when it comes to integration partners too, like that's what we're thinking about. Are we going to integrate with a company that is going to uplift our customers and help them grow? That's incredibly important for us.
So Crystal, you're on the sales side, but do you have any insight into the product development process? Like you say, before you develop a feature, you want to make sure that it's helping people and stuff. Like, how does that process work that you make sure that you're building the right features?
I love this. And yes, while I'm on the sales side, our company is very communicative and very transparent. So we have a couple different funnels for how things make it onto our roadmap. So some of it is, okay, what are the people that are already using Synchro? What are they telling our customer success team? When we send out a survey, what are they saying? What is that thing that would really help them throughout their day? And so that's one funnel, is for our existing customers. Then we have a list like that. Then we have a list of, okay, maybe we want to go after that market. What is our software missing that would potentially bring in new customers? But then the third one that I really, really love is that we actually go straight to not just the existing customer base, but we have this community-driven feature track right now where it's more of those quality of life improvements. So maybe not like a brand new feature, but man, I really, really love this module. But if it did A, B, and C, I would really love it. So we have all of these different funnels. And then we've got our CTO and our project manager that really just dives into each one to see like what level of value, how long is it going to take us to build? Can we build it in-house? Was it an integration that we need to create? So there's so many different, again, I talk about those levers, like which one, what are we doing today? What are we doing this week? But so we have this internal roadmap that has, you know, the large features that we're like, okay, we got to crank this out quarter one, this two, kind of those normal large feature roadmap matrices. And then we have just the flexibility, which is really great. We're a growing company, but we're still very agile. So we can still throw out that survey and say, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. We can create that feature in a half a day. Let's do it. Throw it into the roadmap. Go. Which again is a way for us to build our customer loyalty and satisfaction because we're listening. I think that's the biggest thing, is that as we grow, we're continuing to listen.
Right. How does that community work that you said where you're sourcing ideas?
Yeah. So right now we have a really, really active Facebook group, but we also just started on Reddit. We have our own Reddit channel, and those are the two areas that we source those quality of life, community-driven feature tracked. Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I saw those groups. That's impressive. Who's running those?
Right now, so Andy, I think you probably see Andy quite a bit in those threads. He's our senior product manager. And then, of course, Ian Alexander is a co-founder, our COO. So he's in Reddit. He's all over Reddit. I think everyone knows Ian from Reddit.
I'm curious about, you mentioned this community-driven feature track. And you also mentioned quality of life, which I'm surprised to actually hear this from a tech company. It sounds so human, you know, and it sounds so refreshing. And like, I see like really this has been consistent to the interviews that we have been doing so far, like this human aspect of IT companies or MSP companies. Now, what I'm curious about is like, these are your guiding philosophies in everything in creating this roadmap, but how do you prioritize what to do first? What is the process?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one. And I think it's changed as our company has grown, as our customer map has grown. But as part of the sales team, we actually hear so many of those features that are technically like blockers for people, right? So we're on the front lines. We hear right off the bat if our software doesn't have something that someone wants. And so what's really neat as a team is that a lot of the time the dev team is sourcing those features from the sales team because, you know, we're saying, hey, we could probably convert this many more if we had this feature. So it is nice, as again, being on the sales team and not technical and not on the product side, but still being very much listened to since we do have that front line with our customers.
So the process is more like the dev team is listening, getting ideas from the frontliners, which is the sales team. Now, what does the funnel look like? Let's say, okay, the sales team would be telling the devs, we need this, 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 this. Like, how does the dev team, I guess, prioritize? Do you put a rate on each feature request?
It's actually really interesting. We have some spreadsheet magicians on the dev team. Like, I will say that I have been in several meetings where, again, so having those different like cohorts, I guess, where, you know, the sales is on the lines of they're not our customers yet. Here's our feedback. And then you have like our technical support team also that's like, hey, our existing customers are having this issue too. If those align, those move up the list, right? So if we can solve a problem on both sides, then those would take priority and move up that list a little bit quicker. But yeah, it's using some tools. Obviously, our sales team, we have some internal tools that we're using, as well as technical support with the ticketing system. We have ways to like check mark, like, oh, this request came in this many times this month. Let's take a look at that. So we're constantly looking. And that's, again, I kind of go back to that being agile and flexible still too. Like if what was being requested a year ago is no longer being requested, we're not going to still build that thing just because it was requested a year ago. Like we're in the modern, like what's happening right now. And we're, you know, trying really hard to stay flexible and agile that way.
That sounds like exhausting, a lot of work, but also I guess that's the only way to do things, right?
It's kind of funny because I think about how the impact of our dev cycle, what that has on our customers and our team. So, I mean, we'll release features sometimes a couple times a week. Like we are pumping out features so fast. If you look at our release notes and our blogs, like it's kind of crazy. So I always joke that you're never going to get bored in your job because you're all learning something. There's always something new to learn. There's like, we have team days. So our team, like on Thursdays, so we have a team day. And during that time, our dev team does a show and tell and shows us kind of everything that's going to be released that week. And we're all just like shocked and in awe every week at what they're bringing to the table. And so it keeps things exciting. That's for sure.
This podcast is produced by PodcastMate. PodcastMate produces podcasts for iconic brands and market leaders. PodcastMate makes your podcast production an easy breezy journey. They do the heavy lifting for you so you don't have to. All you gotta do is press record. Talk about peace of mind and relief. Check them out at podcastmate.co. Again, it's podcastmate.co.
So what are some of the things that Synchro, some of the features that help MSPs deliver better service?
Yeah, really good question. So we like to think about it as being as proactive as possible and also helping MSPs automate as much as possible. So we have different things like there's automated remediation, which sounds like this big word. But really what happens is you could have like our agent. So our RMM agent is on a laptop and all of a sudden that laptop has low disk space. That would create an RMM alert, right? So what we have built into Synchro, since we're a combined RMM and PSA, you can have that RMM alert trigger that it automatically creates a ticket for the technician. It can pre-populate fields. Technician doesn't have to fill anything out. You can then have it automatically run a script that, for example, cleans up temp files. But we also have this built-in PowerShell module. And not to get like crazy technical, because I'm not crazy technical, but you can have this script that automatically runs that logs time in the ticket. And then you could email the customer, let them know, hey, I found this issue, fixed it, you're good to go. This could all happen overnight. Like you could not even have to touch the endpoint. Those are some of the things that we're trying to build that, again, like that example not only saves time, but it's money in the MSP's pocket and being proactive where the customer never even knew there was an issue and it was just taken. And what I love about kind of what both of our companies do is we want to know what we can do better. So there's different automations and communications is so key. Like you guys know, it's so key. So I explained how like you can set up automations from the RMM side, but you can also do that on the ticketing side. So if you can set up this trigger where if a ticket maybe sat too long in a technician's inbox, 3 hours it sat there, no response. You can have it, you know, ping that technician, hey, update the customer, let them know what's going on. So it's kind of a surefire way to just make sure you're not letting things slip through the cracks, you're keeping your customers happy. So it's little things like that.
And let's say if I'm an MSP and I'm talking to you and I'm thinking about Synchro and you've got all these features that help improve customer service, is there advice that you give MSPs if I'm wondering how I can provide better service? Like, how would you approach that?
Yeah. So one of my favorite settings to go to is I head straight to our settings page where the notifications are. And I'm like, hey, one of the first things I want you to do is decide what you want to know about and how quickly and in how many places, because I think that's so important. Again, that proactive mindset and just making sure you're always, you've got your customer first. So, hey, if this happens, I want to know about it and I want an email, I want a text message, I want an in-app notification. So, you know, I talked to them about that and then also the different automations. And one really amazing thing about Synchro is just the way that we price. So we don't charge per endpoint. So they can actually be monitoring as many endpoints as they can. So another thing about that really taking care of your customer is while everyone is kind of working remote now, they might have a computer at the office. They might have also then a home laptop now. So instead of that MSP having to, you know, tack on additional fees to offer coverage to their customers, they can just do it. They can just say, let me take care of your home laptop. So I try to mention those things too, because it is really important. You know, I think that with MSPs, a lot of times what happens is you're a technician that all of a sudden this business just fell in your lap. You are really good at fixing computers. And now all of a sudden everyone knows this and you're taking care of a ton of computers, but you're also running a business. And so sometimes those things, those customer service or customer satisfaction things, aren't at the forefront because you're a technician first. You know what I mean? So I think healthy that some things aren't just, you know, they're not obvious. And so it is nice to kind of help teach different ways to communicate as well.
What are the other best practices that you can share to MSPs? If you have like three, what are the best practices that you can share to other MSPs that would make their life better? But also, like you mentioned about their technician, that would be their main priority. And sometimes like the customer service can get into the back burner. But also they're a technician, they're a customer service rep, and they are also entrepreneur, a business owner. So that's like a very interesting mix. So are there any like advice that you can share to them?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I could prioritize it into three specific things, but what I really like to talk to our technicians when it comes specifically to those parts of the businesses that they might not actually have a ton of experience with. Like if I'm on a demo with a newer MSP, I'm going to show them how to automate their billing. You know, I'm going to show them how they can have invoices automatically creating so that they free their time up so that they can be available. And when the phone rings, they can pick it up. Because the thing is what's really interesting is as high tech as we are, customers want people to pick up the phone. They just do. You might not know that you actually have about 4 more hours left in your day than you normally would. So I try to teach technicians how to streamline their process right away, especially with the things that they might not be as comfortable with. So figure out a billing plan, because MSPs can bill their customers in a lot of different ways. And so I like right away to drill into that. How are you billing your MSPs? Is it a per endpoint? Is it time and material? Is it all inclusive? Okay, now let me show you how to create an invoice, because that would be my number one, because you'd be surprised how long it takes to actually track your time and create an invoice in a lot of different other platforms, or if you're doing it by hand even. So I like to start there. And then I like to show how you can set up an actual policy so that you are doing all of those proactive and preventative checks on the endpoints, so that all of those things that you're like, okay, I found this issue and then I manually do this. Most of the time, we can pretty much automate all of those steps. So then I walk through like, okay, hey, what's taking you the most amount of time? What can we solve for you? And so it's just drilling in and trying to fine tune that. And I think it's very interesting about just best practices in general, because it's kind of hard to generalize best practices. I feel that way just because I think everybody runs their business just a little bit different. And so I think it's just asking a lot of questions and then finding those aha moments of, whoa, let's not do that manually every day and helping them solve that.
So you said streamline their process or automate what everything that you can automate so you can be more present to your customers and actually really get to know them and serve them well, because that way you're not stretching yourself thinly. You're becoming more present to where it matters. And everything else that are just small tasks that you can automate, automate it. Like, why not?
Why not? I love like thinking about it in a way of just because you're busy doesn't mean you're being productive, right? So like, what are all of those busy things that we can eliminate? So then your time is more valuable.
I'd change the topic here. I have a question about the shining light or the North Star for Synchro. Are there any resources out there or companies or publications or anything that you guys look to inspire you to improve your service or kind of be the way that you are?
That's a really good question. I think that in a lot of ways, from our CEO to our CTO to co-founders, personally, I'm always like, what book are you reading? Because whenever I ask the leaders of our team, hey, like, where did you learn this? Where is this theory coming from? How did you come up with this? Because I do that because I'm curious and it's very interesting to me. And every single time I read a lot of books. Everyone's always reading, always learning. And I don't think that there is that magic star, that magic, you know, I follow this person and I do exactly what they do or that company. I think it's continuous learning. And I also think it's always going back to those core values. Does this align with our core values? And because I think without that, you kind of ship without a sail there. So I admire that. It's a constant learning.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a fan of like the Blinkist book summaries or whatever. I think it's more important just to be reading something. And you read a little bit every day and then you go to work and then you think about that and then you go back to reading it. And yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. And I love how like sometimes it's like, oh, yes, I can apply that. And sometimes you read something and it doesn't connect at all. I actually have started to enjoy when I can tell right away when something doesn't connect because I know, you know what I mean? You know, you actually are finding that foundation. And you can tell what doesn't align with that.
So about Synchro, so where can people find you if they're interested in learning more?
Yeah, so synchromsp.com. We do have a full 30-day free trial. So you can actually just dive in. And what I love about it is a free trial. You don't have to enter a credit card or anything like that. And all of the functionality that I have described is available during that trial. Our team will also provide a full product tour, whether you have a trial or not, if you want to just see it.
Are you giving those tours?
I was giving those tours. I do. I only give a handful of tours now every now and again, but I remember days where I was giving like 6 to 8. That's kind of like a little bit
brain-frying. Is there anything we've missed? Any last message or anything you want to share?
I will just share that I am very excited about working with you all. I think that our values seem to really line up. And I think just obviously what you guys do just in general is amazing. And then to combine that with our company and a platform that really is just trying so hard to get it right, to help people. And that feels really good to be partnering with folks that have the same mentality.
That's not an easy philosophy to like execute on, but I love it. I can't imagine it. Like, it really comes from the depths, from your heart of hearts, you know, because otherwise, like, you can't just like go at it with a half-baked passion. It really has to be like full on.
You're so right.
Well, I really want to thank you, Crystal, for like being with us today and for sharing your ideas and insights and also talking about Synchro, what you guys do. And is there anything else, any last message before we end?
Other than thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk to you both. I really enjoyed my time. So thank you so much.
Me too. Thank you.
Thanks, Crystal. Thanks for listening to the Customer Satisfaction Project. We hope that this episode has given you new insights and introduced fresh perspectives in looking at customer service. If you find this helpful, I'm sure your friend will too. Share this with your friends. Don't keep this a secret. And don't forget to follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this. The Customer Satisfaction Project is hosted by Nash Maiwala and Corey Brown. This podcast is brought to you by SimpleSat, the customer feedback system that works. Check them out at simplesat.io to get your 14-day free trial. This show is produced by PodcastMate, producing podcasts for iconic brands and market leaders. Head on over to podcastmate.co to start your own podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch up with you on the next episode.